What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday and happy last day of June. Here we are again.
What?
Yes, oh, the 30th.
Oh my goodness.
Holy guacamole.
Jerry, and it's freezing. It's like 60 degrees. Like,
and
what
it was
the
just
hell?
The first day of summer the other day for us.
And it was like rainy and shitty.
And it was like raining. I was like, what's going on? I'm so confused.
I'm like, it didn't even break 70 on the first day of summer. What the heck?
I'm like, this is not the vibe.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But you know what? I'm absorbing it. I'm going to let it happen because I know once it starts, it's going to be brutal. I mean, at least I think so. I have a feeling that once we get that heat,
oh,
it's just gonna
be hot.
Yeah.
I know, but I want to go to the damn beach and sit at the pool. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree.
So,
but
yeah, it's gonna be hot.
And like, I think Saturday is supposed to be like 80, and I was like, should I open the pool this weekend? And I'm like, you look at every day after, and it's like 71. Mm-hmm. Rain 2 days, and I'm like, yeah. Why bother? Nobody's gonna be
a
out
71
there.
71 and sunny though is nice. Oh my god, I put on 2 eye patches again. I always do that. Whatever. Yeah, 71 and sunny can be like hot if you sit in the sun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess it just depends. But anyways, Jerry, what are you grateful for today? Give us your grateful.
I am grateful for yesterday being a success for my daughter.
Oh, go do tell.
Well, she went to prom and it was beautiful and she looked amazing. She had a great time. Aaron's response, I wanted to ask Zane if he heard him because Zane was up taking pictures. And Aaron walked in and, like, saw her, and he, like, took a step back. He looked at me. He's like, I need to absorb this.
Aww.
He was, like, literally, like she took his breath away. You have one on your forehead.
I know. I put it on there. I'm going to throw it out. It's an extra eye patch. Put it on my forehead. It's hydrating.
Oh, and now my daughter got me sick, so, you know, whatever. But it went over nicely. It was, unfortunately, a shitty, ugly, rainy day, but it winded up being... You know, they had a great time. So, it was nice.
Fun!
Yeah.
What am I grateful for today? I am grateful...
For your forehead being hydrated with your eye patches.
That's what happens when I don't use the little tool that comes in the little thing with the eye patches. I just picked it up with my finger. So, when you use the tool, you get, like, one. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's like, then it gets in there. Anyways, so dumb.
Okay, so what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for being able to go to Boston this weekend.
Yay.
I'm excited. I ended up booking a flight.
Nice.
Yeah, because so the train website was messing up. I was putting New York to the station that she said to go to, my friend. And it just kept saying, it said at the top of the website, this is an official Amtrak website. It said, something wrong. Not something's wrong. Something wrong. I'm like, okay, good English. And I was like, okay, I guess the website's down. Check the next day, still nothing. And I'm like, what the hell? So I called them. She was like, oh, New York doesn't go to that station in Boston. I'm like, why wouldn't it say that then? You know what I mean? Like, it just made it look like the website was down.
Right.
So I didn't even try another station. I just thought the website was down.
Correct.
So I tried another station and it worked. But then it was so last minute that the train was like literally double the price and like triple the amount of travel time. So I'm like... I was going to do it just to, like, be able to relax and work on my laptop and whatever. But it's, like, to just hop on a flight to Boston from here is, like, literally an hour. Like, you take off and then all of a sudden you're landing.
Right.
So it's, like, why would I spend double the amount of money to do over 5.5 hours of travel? I know. If I could just hop on a plane. So I'm just going to hop on a plane. But I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to my friend. It's due because she's been to New York multiple times and... it's my friend Sarah. She graduated nursing school, so we're gonna celebrate and have a good time and possibly like go to the beach or go to like a little Italian festival and just hang out and spend a weekend in Boston. I'm excited.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
My house is gonna be empty. You're leaving, Amani's leaving. It's like, what the hell?
Where is Amani going again?
He's going to like him and a bunch of friends rented a house in Pennsylvania again.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. It's like prom.
Oh, because they're all turning 21. Is that why? Like a big birthday bash kind of thing?
No, they're just going to hang out.
That's so
fun. You know,
fun.
They just did it down in Florida. You know, now they're doing it here.
Yeah.
But he said this one's, he said it's probably about 20 different people coming.
Holy guacamole.
So I was like, holy boy. Yeah.
He's driving?
Yeah. So he's going to leave today.
Aww.
And he'll be home Sunday.
Oh.
So, It'll be nice.
Hang out with Zane and Evan and Aaliyah.
Yeah. I mean, grateful for that, of course.
Yeah.
With my luck, I'll be like, hey, Zane, no list is the way. You want to come hang? Oh, I got plans. Or I
He's probably playing matches and shit. Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll find it.
It's just a need of money.
Yeah.
You guys will be okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm grateful for. My head is mush, so sorry if I'm a little MIA today. I'm just like, I have to pack. I have to edit. I have to, like, there's just so many things that I need to do before I leave tomorrow. So I'm, like, trying to articulate everything and get it all done. I had to get Sarah a graduation gift, and this is very last minute of me. And now I'm like, I kind of want to get her like a nice piece of jewelry. You have any ideas? What do you get somebody graduating from college?
I have no idea.
I know.
None.
I might have to just go with a nice gift card, which it hurts me because I like to give nice gifts, but everything I would want, I'd probably have to order. So I don't know. I have to think on that. Yeah, I know. Very crappy of me.
I don't know.
I keep doing this. I need to change. I need to get less last minute. I used to have gifts ready. Weeks in advance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Life catches up, you know?
I know, man. It's crazy. Well, anyways, I'm glad Aaliyah had a good prom.
Yes.
Yeah, she's done with testing now?
Yes. She took her last one yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was like a shit show of a day. Her last test they had.
Why would they do that on prom day?
Wait, and Aaron is graduating. The graduation is Friday. Okay. Yesterday was rehearsal, and he also had to take the Regents. So he had to go to graduation rehearsal, be late to the Regents, so they extended however late you were. They gave you that extra time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then prom. Oh, and all the running around in between. You know, it's just, it was, yeah, bad organization. But Aaliyah studied her ass off, and she just is like, whatever, I know there's a huge curve, and you know,
yeah,
she goes, I'm just gonna hope for it, you know.
She knows she passed everything. I told her, I'm like, at the very least you pass.
Yeah, you know what it is like, they're doing there's so much controversy with Regents, and they're doing it where if you test well our district, because every district on Long Island is completely different also, but they're doing it where if you test well and you want it to count, we will. And if you don't, then we won't. But then to get that Regents Plus or whatever the hell it's called diploma, you need it. So she's like, worst comes to worst, Ma, I'll just take it in August. You know, she'll have more time.
You see how her mindset is slowly starting to shift.
Yes, thank God.
I told her, I'm like, I'm very proud of you for being like, yeah, I think I did good. Instead of like crying and stressing over it.
Oh, no, she got in the car yesterday. She was a hot mess. But I looked at her. I'm like, that's okay. It's in the past. If anything, you have August. And now you need to focus prom. That's it.
You know, she was crying and stressed about it?
Well, she wasn't crying. She was just like, stressed. Yeah. And I'm like, I keep telling her. I'm like, did you prepare? Did you study? Did you do what you think you could do? Good. That's all you could do.
What else could you have done?
That's it.
Yeah. You can't cheat. So.
Exactly. So just, you know.
What?
Can't cheat.
Yeah. If you went back in the past, like, you would have, what, maybe studied for, like, another hour?
Exactly. And that's what I was telling her the night before, because she was doing her nails for prom. I'm like, Aaliyah, just shut it down. Just do your nails. What are you going to get? Maybe one possible more, you know? Like, just, it doesn't matter.
Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
And then I saw a post today, actually, on, like, a Long Island test group or a Long Island schooling group or whatever. I don't know what the hell it's called. But it's all of Long Island. And somebody says, just out of curiosity. And she took the Algebra 2, but somebody asked whose child took geometry yesterday and what was their reaction. And when I tell you, of course, not everybody comments, but every comment was, I swear they have trick questions. Like my child felt like either I have a teacher who doesn't know how to teach or they're throwing trick questions at us. And
oh, shit.
I think that's how Aaliyah felt. Aaliyah's like, Ma, parts 1 and 2 were okay, but parts 3 and 4, I have no idea. And that was, she was taking Algebra 2. So it's like, I think the way they word things or the way
it's
they...
like, why are you doing that to high school students? Exactly. Like, that's messed up.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy, actually.
Yeah, like, these are the years where they should be having fun with their friends and, like, obviously, like, learning and getting through school, but, like, enjoying events and stuff like that. Like, leave the really hard shit for college.
It's like, yeah.
You know?
Or don't put trick questions in a
fucking
thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
don't make it that hard for them. Like, make it what they learned.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure she did well.
I'm sure it's good for their brain, whatever, like challenging them, sure.
I walked into her room that night, and it's so funny because I should just snap a picture every now and then.
Can we get an update?
On?
How it's going from the last episode?
Oh, everything is great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. But I walked in her room the night before her test when I told her, I was like, just focus on your nails, go do your nails, get in a happy mood, you know? I walked in her room, and she has this huge whiteboard that's probably 4 feet long mm-hmm. by, like, 2 feet, written all over it like she's, like, some mad scientist. Like, all her equations. She has papers everywhere. She has her laptop open running a video on, like, a review video.
Oh, my God.
Then she's over here on her Chromebook doing, like, some other shit, and I'm like, whoa. Like, I walked in, I'm like, whoa.
Like, this is a lot to take in.
It's a huge amount to take in, but that was, like... But she did, like, the day before, like, I mean, I think she's got, like, a 98 average in that class, you know, so I'm sure she's going to know the stuff, but for her to be so stressed out about it, but,
that's
you know.
Funny. You should have took a picture of that.
I should be more prepared when I walk in. When I know she's studying, I should, because just to see comical. Her in action,
yeah.
It's just like, whoa, what
so the hell's going on? She has 10 computer screens around her. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
And then it's crazy, because I'm old, and I can't even, like, walk and chew gum anymore, but, like... I'll go in and amongst, you know, the laptop, the Chromebook, the whiteboard, all the papers, the review sheets. She has music in the background.
I'm You're like, how?
How? And then I'm like, of course, when I was younger, I was able to listen to music and do my homework. Can't. But now it's like, wait, what?
I can do like a very, very smooth jazz lightly in the background and work. But anything like more than that, I can't focus.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy,
anything
right?
with lyrics, absolutely not.
When you get older, it's like so hard to focus on that one thing. Yeah. And here she is doing 27, and I'm like, wow, to be young again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it depends on the kind of work that I'm doing too. Like, say I'm just like I don't know, like editing pictures for the website, like just food pictures, like lighting and stuff. Then I can like even throw a show in the background because that's kind of like easy to focus on. But anything else, I feel like I can't.
Yeah.
Do anything like that.
Anything that like. Yeah.
With, like, audio. With, like, too much audio.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's kind of hard.
Yeah. She'll get older. But. Wait till you get older. Things, you can't focus on anything. Can't do two things
it's
at
crazy.
Once. You can't remember shit. Oh, my God.
Very
You're always
crazy.
In a damn rush. Okay, well.
Anyway.
Anyways. Today, we haven't done this in a while. We're going to do some mother-in-law emails.
Possibly father-in-law if we get there.
Yes, we have some father-in-law as well because, you know, they both can be shit.
Yeah.
All right. Help. Mother-in-law issues while expecting our first baby. What's poppin', beautiful ladies? Boy, do I need some advice. I've been asking my close friends, but I need some straight, no beating around the bush advice. Oh, boy. Does that mean that's what we give? I guess so.
Yeah.
Listen, it comes from a place of love, you guys.
It always comes from a place of love.
Always a place of we want what's best for you. Okay. So please be blunt with me because I need it. LOL. I'm a rough cookie. She probably meant tough.
She's a tough cookie.
I'm looking at the keyboard. I'm like, yep, R is next to T. I'm a tough cookie, so I can take it. LOL. This is going to be a long one. Sorry, Jerry, if you're reading this. Oops. So to give you a little backstory, my husband and I have been together for about eight and a half years now. We are expecting our first baby this coming fall, and we are so, so excited to start this journey. However, my mother-in-law is sucking the fun out of it. We have decided to have, let's call them Penelope, to keep the gender of the baby for us. Oh, okay. Like a friend. We are doing a big gender reveal and trust this person to not tell anyone. That did not fly with my mother-in-law. She was angry, upset, and offended that we didn't ask her. The thing is, when we got married, we showed everyone my wedding dress, told them our date, showed our venue, and told them things we entrusted her with to everyone without our...
Oh, she showed.
She got it.
So she confided in the mother-in-law, and then the mother-in-law went and told everybody... The dress, the venue. Gotcha.
When we got married, she showed everyone my wedding dress, told them our date, showed our venue, and told them things that we entrusted her with to everyone without our consent. She didn't leave anything for us to reveal. She did all of this behind our back, and we would be told, hey, I heard about da-da-da-da, and I instantly knew that it was her spreading things. So naturally, we didn't trust her with the gender. I'm sorry, but this would be something that I would not forgive her for if she told people before we even knew.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to the planning. I was told that, quote, you need to include your husband's mom because she gets offended not being included or involved in something that includes her son. Excited me, but he's my husband now. Huh?
I think she made an excuse. Like, excuse me, but he's my husband now.
There you go, there you go. Thanks. Excuse me, but he's my husband now. However, again, my issue is that she won't listen to what we want, but do what she wants instead. She likes to tell us, yeah, no, let's do this. And we don't appreciate that. She would plan the things that she would want and make it about her and not us. Again, went through this with her and the wedding. The day that the gender results were given to our Penelope, she ran up to that person and said, please tell me the gender. I can't wait. We are nervous and scared that this person will tell her. Again, she hollers, I'm the grandmom. I deserve to know. She has texted this person, called this person, and just won't leave this person alone. We have a feeling that she has been told because she is acting really weird to us. My husband wants to text her and say, so you know, huh? We are trying to keep her included, but it just keeps bringing us down. This is our first baby, and we want to be so excited, but we are struggling. My husband is over this as well, and he has tried talking to her, but she just cries and pulls the, I am your mom, you have to respect me card. And he rolls his eyes and carries on. My husband is all about doing what makes me feel the best. He is always telling me that ever since he has moved out, he has seen his mom's toxic behavior and really wants nothing to do with her. It's just hard. I don't have my mom with me anymore. She passed during COVID, so that also puts a wrench on things. What should we do? We have contemplated on not telling her absolutely anything, but again, she will cry to her husband or someone else and have them come tell us, you need to include her because she's offended. Should we set boundaries and have that really tough conversation? Should we just tell her why we don't trust her? Again, we have tried. My friends have mentioned that she seems like she has to be the center of attention and in control of her kids and flips out when she isn't. There's a lot more that she has done, but I would have to write a whole book. Thank you, ladies. Love you both.
Okay, well, this is your child, and you and your husband have every right to do as you wish with your pregnancy, with your announcement, with the gender reveal, with every single thing involved with your child. It's up to you and your husband to decide. She may not like it, and it's kind of tough cookies for her, you know? I also, because I hope to be a grandma one day, understand that she wants to be involved in everything else. However, you also have to respect the wishes of, you know, them. And if she didn't fucking ruin it with the wedding and telling everybody the venue, your dress, your this, your that, you probably would have confided in her. But she broke your trust. And yeah, so it's her fault. She, you know, she absolutely broke your trust. And I don't blame you. I would just listen. She probably, you and your husband both think Penelope kind of told her. And
which
now she's acting.
I would
acting,
be so angry at, can I just add?
And yeah, yeah.
I would assume Penelope knows that you don't trust your mother-in-law, which is why you didn't tell her. So why would she tell her? I hope she didn't.
I hope she didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, it's just like really, like, you're only pregnant for so long, you know? Like, why can't you just be excited for them, go along with it, and be surprised on the day of the reveal, just like everybody else.
I was going to say, isn't that like a fun thing? Like, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to know. I want to find out with everyone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's like, because she's not in control. That's what it is. It comes down to that
they hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. She has to be the center of attention. She has to be the one that controls her kids.
She just wants to be like, I knew. I knew first.
And if Penelope did tell you, no, you're going to hear that. Right after whatever, however you choose to reveal.
She told me.
I knew. Whatever. Ugh. Take it with a grain of salt. You know, I mean, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, hopefully Penelope didn't tell her. Hopefully your gender reveal will go marvelously. And, you know, hopefully she'll be better, you know?
I would just keep an arm's length.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't tell her anything. Keep it surface level.
Yeah, which is so sad because you don't want that. I actually had therapy yesterday and my therapy told me I need to do that because
What? Do what?
Keep people at an arm's length because I tend to let them in. I tend to.
You don't have to be close and best friends with everyone.
And then get hurt by it. Yeah. So I need to definitely do that, which is hard. I'm not going to lie. But I think that's what you need to do with her.
Yeah.
You know, and just keep her at that arm's distance. Mm-hmm. Tell her little, you know. My therapist told me yesterday, she said, you don't have to respond to a text. You don't have to tell them everything. And if it's something important that needs to be said, you'll get the news from somebody else. You know, mm-hmm. she's like, put the brakes on because mm-hmm. you allow yourself to get hurt by reading that text, by responding to that text and stuff. So
you don't always have to be available.
So the same thing. Yeah, exactly. So the same thing for you with her, like arm's distance. I mean, she is your husband's mom. Although he did say she sees all her toxicity.
Which maybe, there's more, she said, that right. she didn't even put in the email that we don't even know.
Keep her at an arm's distance. I mean, you don't have to be best friends, but I would hope that you'd want a nice family. Mm-hmm. And if she can't keep it together and mind her, you know, see the boundaries where they are, then that's a different story. Then it's like, all right, you need to back away.
Then you can sit down and have that really hard conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for now, I think if she crosses another boundary, just say, listen, that's not okay with us. And if she like throws a hissy fit, then you need to like slowly start distancing yourself, I guess, because if even her son thinks that she's toxic, so
yeah.
if that's somebody that you're not going to want in your son's life, then I would definitely start to rid if the behavior continues. But if you just keep it surface level, invite her to little barbecues, don't tell her any of your deep, dark secrets, don't tell her something you don't want other people to know, anything that you don't want other people to know, because obviously you can't trust her. And then just keep it at that and see where it goes. You don't have to make a super harsh decision right now.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, just keep it simple.
And you're pregnant. You got the pregnancy hormones, right?
Yes. Like, just let it simmer for a little bit.
And I don't know if this is her first grandchild or her first child who's having a baby, you know, kind of thing. But also that, like, holy shit, I'm losing my kid is probably hitting her even harder. So I mean, maybe benefit of the doubt and just, like Liz said, just see how it goes for now. Try, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's just such a negative mentality. It's like you're not losing anything. You're gaining another human that you should love, you know? It's a whole nother chapter in life. Like, that's so exciting. And for mother-in-laws to make it, like, such a weird thing, like, I don't know. She's like, be excited. She's like, that's my son. I deserve to know. It's like, well, you fucking blurted our other shit to the world.
Because chances are we would have told you had you not have done that.
If you
right.
crazy.
That's what I'm saying. She ruined it for her damn self.
Yeah, she did it to herself. Wish she the best.
Good luck. Okay. Urgent mother-in-law advice. Well, ladies, do I have a story for you. My mother-in-law is one for the books. I've never met someone quite like her. I don't even know where to begin, but I'll try my best to start from somewhere that seems appropriate. And sorry if this story is long. When my husband was little, they would take their kids Christmas shopping and make all three boys pick out a gift for each parent. But on Christmas, each kid would just get one gift. So both parents would get more gifts than the kids. As a parent, I don't understand. I would give my kids everything and take nothing 100 times over. I'm also a gifter like Alyssa, so it's just the way I like to show. I show love. I know my husband's family for years, and the story will have to wait for a love story episode. But when my husband turned 16, they gave him a truck that costed maybe $2,000, and that was his gift. They told him, no need to pay us back. Then one day he went mudding and something broke and he was expected to pay for it to get fixed, rightfully so, which he did. Then his mom turned around and told him, you owe me $2,000 for the truck since you broke it, and made him pay for his own gift.
What the fuck?
My mother-in-law lost a baby to SIDS before she had my husband and has always treated him differently, such as giving him chores and not the other kids, constantly saying negative things to make him feel not good enough. Fast forward, me and my husband were newly living on our own, and our truck, a different one, broke down and needed $800 worth of work done. She tells us for Christmas they will pay for it to get fixed, and then gets mad at us one day and says, excuse me, you owe me the $800, which I never explained, which then I explained, no, we don't, because it was a gift. She eventually let it go, and we've never borrowed money from her again. Well, it's been years later, and we've struggled for 2 years with infertility to get pregnant, and we had our first little girl in September of 2019. Well, she's a spitting image of me, and my mother-in-law has very little to do with her and is always making excuses for why she can't watch her and that my daughter can't stay the night because she doesn't sleep through the night, which I've explained to her 100 times that she has been sleeping through the night for over 6 months now. But all the other grandkids are welcome to stay with her, even the younger ones, just not her. Mm. I recently had a baby in October, and she looks exactly like my husband, and she is obsessed with her. I asked one day if I can come and visit to get out of the house so she could see the baby, and she said, of course. I show up with both girls, and she looks at my older daughter and says, why is she here? Oh, my God.
What?
Like, why wouldn't she be? She's my daughter. It's not like she's in school or is old enough to go anywhere without me. She's 2. Well, this brings me to my last dilemma. My mother-in-law is very ignorant to her husband and calls him an asshole all the time. She doesn't work, and he works over 14 hours a day. She will text him while he's at work and send him a grocery list that he is expected to pick up and get before he comes home. She will literally act like it's the end of the world if he comes home without something that was on the list. He cooks, and she throws a fit, saying something is wrong with it. She doesn't clean. She has a home cleaning service to come clean for her. Recently, some stuff happened at my father-in-law's job, and he got some leave without pay, which is better than what others got, and they hired someone new to take his position. It sucks because it wasn't his fault, but since he was in charge, they had to give him a slap on the hands, but not as bad as the others. Well, she has went to Facebook, which is a joint account with my father-in-law, that doesn't have her name on it, so it looks just like my father-in-law is the one posting. And we've all been super frustrated as she makes him look like an ass all the time. But she's posting things about his job, how much money he's losing now, and all this other information that others don't need to see. So my husband texted her one day and said, hey, Facebook ain't gonna fix your problems. Maybe you should try talking to Dad if you're upset. And then she flipped out on my husband, saying he has no right to talk to her like that, and that she talks to her husband, and how stupid my husband is for thinking that she don't have to talk to her husband. Then goes on to state that her husband will not have time to go fishing or hunting or work on vehicles with him no more because he will not have time or money. Well, my husband, with all the trauma she has put him through, says, okay, whatever, I'm just trying to tell you Facebook isn't going to solve your problems. Maybe go get a hobby or a job and talk to those who care about you instead. And stop treating and told her husband like a pawn and pushing him and the others with their dad and call him if she wants to talk more. And then he blocked her. Then my husband's father texted him and told him he was done and that he wanted nothing to do with him anymore. What?
No, she's fucking manipulating him.
And that he was out of his life. His mom has reached out to me, which I haven't replied. Her husband says that he had to stick up for his wife, and I feel as if I had to stick up for my husband by not answering her back. I have no beef with her other than her treating everyone around her like crap. I usually try to mind my own and move on because it's easier than to have problems with her. But this time, my husband is done. They deleted us off of Facebook. Thank God. But I'm just stuck feeling so guilty if I don't allow them in our life. I'm such a people pleaser, and I hate having conflict, but my whole heart is broke for my husband, and I want to do anything I can to support him. If you can give me any advice on how to move forward and how to move on from this, or possibly how to help my husband and my children in the future grieve the part of them that they will never have anymore, that would be greatly appreciated. I don't want toxic people around my kids, especially with the way they have been proved to treat my older daughter. But part of me feels so sad for my girls who will not have multiple grandparents or even see where they came from. Thanks, ladies. I'm sorry this is so long. I just need to get this all out. And I knew you two were the best for this. Anyway, I mean, also, I've sent in these pictures before, but I'll send you updated pictures as well.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm so sorry. My initial thought is, personally, if I was your husband, I would have a conversation with his father. Because I don't think that that's fair. It sounds like you guys had a fine relationship with him. Sounds like he's a people pleaser, to be honest, because he's working 14 hours a day. He's coming home. He's cooking. He's cleaning. She's complaining about everything, and he's just putting up with it. But I think that he's being extremely manipulated by her.
That's horrible.
The fact that she said that about your daughter, to me, is extremely unforgivable.
Yeah, I would never want to mend that relationship.
That's just unforgivable.
Because you had your your thought about it, because you said all the other grandkids were able to sleep over. She made an excuse of the baby not sleeping through the night, but the baby did. And then she confirmed it with the, why is she here? Like, that's horrible and unforgivable. I don't care if you have one, if you have 12 grandchildren or grandchildren, and just because one looks like you and one looks like him, that's horrible. Like, it's almost unbelievable, like, how a grandmother can be, like,
at that age acting like that.
If you don't look like my son, then I don't want to have any part of you.
What the that is mental.
That is. And that's horrible. And to you, I'm so sorry for you and the situation, but I wouldn't honestly even try to mend it. You don't need, your children don't need that toxicity in their life. Your husband seems to be completely okay with just letting them be gone. I think you need to focus on your family. And listen, family isn't necessary blood. We talk about it all the time, you know? Like, it's blood is, you know, like, it doesn't matter. You can have your own little family. And my kids grew up with zero grandparents. So it's doable. And it sucks because I'm sure you wanted to have that perfect, ideal two sets of grandparents and this and that. But she's making it so it's not so. And that's okay. Your kids will thrive with you and your husband being healthy and not surrounded and not always being on the mind of, like, she doesn't like this one more. She likes this child. This daughter of mine more than that one because of the looks. Like, you think if you stayed and you try to mend that relationship, you will never be able to get over that. You know, that's...
I want to know, like, what happened after that, because I can't even fathom that situation happening. Like, I'm literally trying to put myself in the shoes if, like, you or my mother said that to me. And, like, I would literally be like, I'm sorry, what the fuck did you just say? Excuse me? And I would have left.
Yeah. That's like a, yeah.
Like, I can't even believe the dynamics of some of these people. Like, how did you allow that to be said? Or did you stand up for your daughter? Like what happened? Because that is extremely unacceptable.
Yeah.
That is, like, so disgusting. And to go to the people pleaser thing, people pleasing is making sure that everyone around you is good so that you feel good, right? Because you want everyone to be happy before yourself. Why do you care about somebody who is so evil to be happy? Why are we pleasing her? We don't need to be pleasing her.
And you're not even happy, right? It's like at the end, you're going above and beyond to try to please. You know, you called her, hey, can we come over and stop? Blah, blah, blah. And then she makes you feel so unwelcomed.
Yeah, you reached out and asked her to bring the baby over. That's very nice of you.
Right. And then she makes you feel like that? No.
We don't need to people please her.
You know, and I mean, these are grandparents, so they've probably been married for a long time. And I've seen a lot of older couples put up with their spouse's bullshit just because they've been together for so long. Right. It's just like, it's a routine, it's a this, it's a that. So she manipulated, he's sticking by her side, whatever it be, so be it. Let them grow old and die together and not be a part of their grandchildren's life because one looks like you and one looks like your son.
What about wanting the money back?
That's
for the gifts.
So trash. Well, how about, like, taking your three kids and each kid had to buy a gift for each parent? So each parent got fucking three gifts and the kid got one. Like, to me, that's so... so the kids had to buy six gifts. and the parents had to buy three. What? Doesn't make sense to me.
She's nuts.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would, to me, that's unforgivable, and I would stray far, far away.
Yeah.
The only way that would be forgivable, if it was like a funny, like, what is she doing here? Oh, I'm just kidding, and like gave her a hug. That is the only way, if it was in an extreme joking manner, that it would be funny. Other than that, no.
Yeah, and even if it was in that way, it still stings when you say something like that, you know, especially to a 2-year-old, you know, they're not going to know.
If a grandparent had like a really good relationship with a kid, he's like, what is this little stinker doing here? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like something funny in that way.
Yeah. But other than definitely
that, it
doesn't
sound like it wasn't that way.
No, yeah. Definitely not delivered that way.
Yeah, exactly. So I would stray far away. In my opinion, I don't think that's forgivable. That's just me. But if you think it's forgivable, then you need to have a hard conversation with her with all the things that she's done that are toxic and see how that goes, I guess. Okay. Crazy mother-in-law. Hi, beautiful ladies. It's going to be kind of long. To start, my husband and I have been together for 7.5 years and married for almost 7 years. Oh, wow. So you got married after half a year. Half a year? Nice. I met my husband in high school, but we didn't get together until late 2013, early 2014, after I was a single mama. From the start, he was just the sweetest and took my daughter in as his own. He met her when she was about 7 months old, so he's been in her life basically from the start. Anywho, to get to why I wrote in. My husband would tell me how horribly his mom treated him as a child. She had him and his 2 siblings. My husband's the oldest, and she had him at 32, and literally told him that she only had kids because she thought she may be missing out, but turns out she wasn't. Yeah, she's horrible. So, I'm always baffled when we read mother-in-law emails.
So am I.
Like, this can't be real. Like, is this real? So I didn't expect a relationship full of rainbows and butterflies, but I did expect her to be an adult, lol. She never really showed much interest in me or my daughter, but I tried anyway. I'd reach out and even make sure my husband would call and text her back. So right after my husband and I got married, he joined the army and he had to go to base. That's probably what she means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm living my life and trying to do the mom thing while he's gone. And one day I get a nasty voicemail from my mother-in-law. So I called her back and she just started yelling, saying that I was a dirty whore and to get me and my bastard child away from her son.
What?
Yeah, I know. She also told me to come fight her. I'm sorry for laughing. This is just fucking comical.
Meet me in the parking lot.
Fuck off. Meet me in the parking lot. She said, I almost did, but my dad calmed me down enough. LOL. I still to this day have no idea what set her off. Another time, I caught my mother-in-law and her mom talking about my daughter, saying she was going to get diabetes from carrying her around her sippy cup all the time. Hey, what's wrong with carrying around a sippy? Oh, I'm forbidden. She was 2.5, and the sippy in question had water in it. This Thanksgiving, we went to my husband's sister's house for Thanksgiving, and it was after we had all eaten and changed. My 2 girls had already changed, and my youngest, 1-year-old, was very grumpy, and my mother-in-law wanted us to take pictures. And I said, no, thank you, and that I needed to get my youngest to sleep. And my mother-in-law says, oh, I know that you're self-conscious about your body, so here, you can hold this pumpkin in front of you in the pictures. I obviously didn't take the pictures, and we just left. The most recent is my mother-in-law and her mom came to my house, and my youngest was reaching for my mother-in-law. Not because she likes her, but because she was in her playpen and wanted out, LOL. My mother-in-law said, she don't know me. I'm not touching that baby. Needless to say, they were quickly showed to the door.
Oh, thank God.
These are just a few instances of my evil mother-in-law, and I will throw in my husband doesn't like her and does stand up for me. We very rarely see her, and I'll attach in pictures of my adorable family. Y'all have a lovely day. Your pictures are very familiar. I feel like you've written in before, possibly, right? So cute. This looks so familiar, right?
Yes.
Okay, we've seen you before. So cute. I love that shirt. I need you to make me one of those when we have kids. I make cute look so easy. That's so cute.
So cute. I applaud you for being able to be like, there's the door.
I just picture her just opening it and pointing.
There's the door.
Oh my God.
You have no right to be disrespectful to me. Like, and your grandchildren. Fuck you. You don't have a right. She does not have a right to be a grandmother to your child the way she acts.
Hard.
Jesus.
Pass.
I don't get people, man. I mean, this is the one where she said earlier that she only had kids because she thought she was missing out and realized she didn't. I guess the same way she feels about grandchildren. She's like, I'm not missing out on much. Wow. So sorry.
I'm not touching that baby.
Ugh.
What the fuck? But then it's the ones that would be so fucking protective over her son. But God forbid he has a child.
Ay. I'm so sorry for you. I'm glad that you stick up and that you stand ground. And yeah. Yes, good. Love it for you. Okay, father-in-law problems. Hello. I wanted to write in. Not sure if I want advice or just to vent, but recently my father-in-law has been grinding my gears lately. He isn't necessarily making me mad. It's what he's doing to my husband. My husband was recently given his dad's old motorcycle since he bought a new one. Anyway, my husband is a researcher and is a safe driver, as one should be. My father-in-law said that he had bought a helmet and jacket and was saying, you're wasting your money by buying that stuff. You don't need it after a month or two. You'll learn to drive and get all your license and stuff. My husband said that he just wants to be safe and make sure he has all this stuff as well.
Why would you tell your child not to wear a helmet when they ride a motorcycle? Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Sorry, but like, come on.
You know.
That is so irrational. Don't spend money on that. That's a waste. Crack your skull open. Like, what the fuck? Sorry, go ahead.
I just don't get some of this shit. I bought a helmet as well. And then he said he was looking at videos of people who show you what you should or should not do when riding one and showing examples of crashes or stuff like that. My father-in-law says, if you're looking at stuff like that, you won't want to drive and you will scare yourself away from driving. He is a researcher. He likes to look into things. Most of their arguments start with his father saying something like that, and then my husband on the spot looking it up and saying he was incorrect, and not in a mean way, but my father-in-law takes it that way and gets into arguments. Another thing he has said, which might be his religion, if it's your time to go, then it's your time to go, son.
Oh my God. It's so harsh.
When he was telling him that he didn't need to wear his gear, my husband had responded saying he didn't want to die. And in my mind, I was like, what the fuck? Who says that? I have other stories to tell, but this will be a long email. Thank you so much for reading. I mean, wow. Like, you don't need to buy a helmet. I mean, you're just wasting your money.
And also, like, looking up videos of motorcycle crashes would be a good thing because you can see all the different scenarios that had happened and possibly a way to maybe avoid that for yourself.
But, you know, when it's your time, it's your timeless. You don't waste your time looking it up.
I mean, putting myself in that shoes, I'm like, if my father said that to me, like, well, Liz, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. I'd be like, what the fuck? Do you want me to die? Like, that is so bizarre to say to your child. These people are heartless. Don't wear a helmet. It. You don't need that stuff. I actually don't even get your motorcycle license. Like, you don't need it. Just start driving it. Like, what the fuck?
I just don't get it.
Oh, my God. That's the it won't happen to me mentality. I fucking hate that shit.
Like, well, I don't wear a helmet or a jacket, and I've never.
Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Of course, but it just happens.
Just good for you. I'm glad that worked for you. You're in control of your body, and I'm in control of mine. If I'm going to be smart and choose to wear a helmet, thanks so much.
Isn't it the law?
In certain states, it's actually not.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Motorcycle crashes are bad.
Right.
And some of them, which... Sorry, this fucking irritates the shit out of me. Stop going in between lanes. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
That's so unsafe. And sure, maybe they're paying attention, but you have to think about the people that don't look behind their shoulder and go to switch a lane.
Yeah.
Then bam, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, in traffic, like, you can just weave between the cars, but it's just, it's not safe. That's, yeah. Don't do that if you drive a motorcycle, please, because is it really worth getting somewhere 5 minutes earlier for you to get into an accident and possibly change your whole life?
No, and a lot of the times, like when you're just like in stuck traffic, obviously we're moving at a very low, pace, mm-hmm. and they're coming flying by us. Like half the times you don't even realize that they're there. So it's like, go to switch a lane, do anything like that. And it's like,
yeah, they're screwed. Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah. Because if they're coming real fast in the middle, you go to switch a lane, they hit your car, they're flying in the air.
Yeah.
They're done.
Be careful.
I know. I don't like motorcycles. Sorry, guys. I hate them. They freak me out. I don't like the two wheels. I feel like they're so easily crashable. I hate how fucking loud they are. They freak me out. Always, as a kid, whenever a motorcycle would come by, I'm like, ugh. Like, they just scare me. I don't know why. I've never had a bad experience with one. But for some reason, I almost have, PTSD with them. Like, they, give me the heebie-jeebies.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't like that. I feel like they're so exposed and, easily crashable. It's like a really fast bicycle. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, when I'm going fast on a bike, I feel scared.
It's one little...
how do you... Exactly. Yeah. How do you do that on a big machine that goes so fucking fast?
Yeah.
Just a bike scares me, pedaling, if I go too fast. You're you feel like you could get, out of control. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
It is. It's scary.
Yeah. Something about motorcycles just freak me the fuck out. Not for me. Just be safe. That's all I'm saying, guys.
And wear your helmets.
Who
gives a shit what your father-in-law says? Fuck him.
That is so... Sorry. That's so dumb. so dumb. Mentality. Parents are usually, being annoying about wearing a helmet, riding a bike. You're going to tell your kid not to wear one? what the fuck? Jesus Christ. Okay, father-in-law. She put, ... I have two. Hello, beautiful ladies. I've been listening since the first podcast was released. Wow. Congrats, Liz, on your new website. Everything looks delicious. And Jari, thank you for all the mom advice. My mom passed in 2018, and I don't know what I'd do without hearing your advice and opinions. They helped me a lot.
Thank you
so much.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes. Let's jump right into it. I have two father-in-laws because my husband's parents divorced. I don't blame my husband's biological dad and now stepdad. She is insane. Anyways, his biological dad hated me at first. I'm talking the first 4 years of our relationship. He was telling his younger kids that I was a bad influence and told my husband that I was a, quote, a dime a dozen.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Just another,
Just another one.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Exactly.
Okay. I did nothing to upset him. I would only talk to people in his house when they spoke to me first, answered yes, sir, or ma'am, no, or no, sir, ma'am. He finally came around about 4 years in when my husband told him that we got married and I was pregnant with the first grandchild on that side of the family. Then it was like a whole different side of him. I was basically catered to, and they literally bought all the baby things that they could, loaded us up on diapers and wipes. They, my husband's biological dad and stepmom, have come to be the best in-laws that I could have ever asked for. We may not always agree, but they no longer make me feel excluded or like a terrible person, and I'm so grateful for that. Now, my husband's stepdad, him and my husband's biological mom, who we prefer to call womb donor. She sucks.
I've always heard sperm donor. I've never heard womb donor.
That is funny.
Womb donor.
We're the total opposite. They were super inviting when we first started dating, and shortly thereafter, I realized she was toxic, and he just dealt with her. So if she was pissed at me, he just went with it. One time, she was going on a rampage of bullshit, and he said she wanted the walls cleaned. I start cleaning them with exactly what she told me, and she calls him to both... I don't know what she means by this. She calls him to say that I'm cleaning the walls, like he told me. And that's the day that they kicked me out. So we eventually cut them out of our lives. But recently, they started the divorce process. I'm happy to say my kids love him. And this man is amazing. He's being the father and grandfather that he doesn't have to be. Sorry if this is long, and I'm so sorry if Jerry reads this. Thank you for all the advice.
This last story with the cleaning of the walls sounds very familiar to me. I wonder if you wrote in complaining about your mother-in-law about that story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sounded very familiar to me.
Oh.
Wow. Well, I'm happy that you have two great men out of it, and that, well, and your and his stepmom, but his biological mom, womb donor. I guess she's getting what she deserves, right? She's getting divorced. She's going to be out of the family. She's now lost two apparently great men. You know, it's her fault. Damn. Okay, crazy mother-in-law stories, part two.
Oh, there's a video attached to this.
Oh, good morning, beautiful ladies. I wrote in the beginning. Sorry. I wrote in the beginning of November 2021, and at the end, I said I wanted to send in more stories. I've attached in my previous email, but for whatever reason, I can't. Anyways, a little reminder on those stories. She kicked me out for washing her walls the way she told me she wanted done. So he told me, and then I did it. Then there was a time that she took her youngest to Disney and came back, but I told them I pressure washed the back lanai, but she wouldn't clear all the water out. So I told them to use the garage entrance like they normally do so that no one slipped and got hurt. Well, today, I just had one I posted about on Facebook 10 years ago. I was still in high school, so my drama got posted. So I woke up to a phone call from my husband's bio mom around 7 a.m. By the way, this is the one that we just read.
Yeah. I wanted to say that. This is like a connection from the email we from literally
just read.
From the
one you just read, yeah. It wasn't pleasant either because she was scream yelling at me, telling me I was going to get arrested for helping a runaway. She was going to get arrested for helping a runaway?
I'm confused.
So am I. She was going on and on about how much trouble I would be in and what I did was a terrible thing. Come to find out, my husband wasn't home when she woke up. When she woke up to get ready for work. Keep in mind at the time, my husband and I, 17 at the time, but we had a job. I didn't know the night before she told him he couldn't use one of the vehicles. The only one he was allowed to drive. He had work that day, so he took a bike to get there, and she didn't know. But that's because she didn't read the whole note left on the counter. He also sent her a text saying that, he also sent her a text that she didn't read. My husband was just trying to get to work, but also keep his mother informed because he didn't want to lose his job. So basically, she accused me of hiding her son at my house. Oh my God, that was the whole kidnapping thing? A runaway?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. My dad wouldn't let him come over and she knew that. So while on the phone, I go downstairs to my dad and I let him know that Josh, my husband, is missing because I don't know where he's at. He also texted me because I woke up to her phone call, I didn't have a chance to read the message. So my dad sees me on the phone on the verge of tears because a grown woman was yelling at me for something I had no idea about. He was able to get some words in and she finally understood that he wasn't with us. Instead of apologizing, she just says, "Oh, okay," and hangs up. Also, I have one from Father's Day as well. My husband and I went out to celebrate Father's Day with his dad and my stepmom. Plus, find out the gender of our second baby. We let them do a small gender reveal for us. It was literally my husband, our son, them, and their four kids. It wasn't a party. Anyways, we found out it was another little boy. Of course, we got a video. I'll attach it.
Aw, no offense. I thought the video was going to be something spicy.
After we got home, we started calling family and friends to tell them before we posted on Facebook. Well, we couldn't get a hold of his biological mom or stepdad. We even messaged them so that they didn't find out on Facebook. We also waited a few hours because we know how petty his mom could be. By the time we decided it was okay to post the video, it had been 8 or 9 hours after calling and messaging them. So we posted it. Literally minutes later, she called and went on a bullshit rant of how terrible we were for not letting her know the gender reveal, for not telling her before posting, letting his dad and stepmom do it. We got kicked out of the will. probably for the sixth or seventh time. We were disowned. That's also happened many times. So many times I can't even count. She called me a bitch, a whore, a terrible mother, and a wife. She continually insulted me. When she finally stopped, my husband said, "Fine, if that's how you feel, we'll stay out of your life." That was about 4 or 5 years ago. She hasn't met my second or third sons, only the first. She hasn't tried reaching out. I did send plenty of updates on her husband at the time. She has us blocked on everything. I even invited them to the hospital for the birth. I was willing to reconcile. I don't know why. This woman is toxic. But now my husband's stepdad is divorcing her, and we joked that we won him in the custody battle. he was never the toxic one, so we invited him back into our lives, and the kids now have a third grandfather. I'm sorry about the longer stories. I have more, but I'll wait for another email if you ladies want them. Have a lovely day. Have a wonderful day. Okay, love you. Bye. Wow.
Wait. That was a lot to take in. I'm very confused at this first story. What happened?
So, from what I'm understanding now that I think I understand it, is the mother said the son couldn't use the car to go to work. The only car that he was allowed to use, she said, you can't use. So, he took his bike and went to work because he didn't want to lose his job, right? He has to go to work.
Okay.
So the mother wakes up, sees the car, doesn't pay attention to the message that the son gave her or the note he left on the counter saying, I took the bicycle to go to work. Mm-hmm. And she assumes that he ran away and he's staying at the wife's house.
So she called saying, you're going to get arrested for helping a runaway.
Correct.
Okay. That sentence just needed to go at the end of the paragraph. Story first.
It took me a second. Well, once she said that, yeah. But... wow, what a fucking doozy, huh? But like you said, you were awarded custody of the father, so you're golden.
Oh my God. You tried to contact her for 8 to 9 hours, and then she called you getting pissed. You would think she would look at all the things and be like, oh my God, oops, my fault. I didn't see all these messages.
No.
Or she looked at them and said, let me just ignore it, wait for them to post, so drama. I can just cause a shit stir.
And it's crazy that 4 or 5 years have went by. Never did she try to reach out, like... that's a person who truly had kids just because she was like, oh, I want to think I'm missing out on something. And obviously feels the same way about family. Like, oops, like I got married. That didn't work. Got married again. Had kids. Oops, it's not working. Let me just move. She deserves to just be a single person on her own, doing her own thing. And listen, let her be miserable by herself. And now you have... all the wonderful, you have the dad, the stepmom, and you have the bonus dads. And that's, I think, wonderful for you and for your kids.
Agree. I think it all worked out in your favor.
Yes.
Okay. Mother-in-law episode, wedding drama. We love wedding drama.
I'm already like, oh my gosh.
Me too. So. I'm scared. And I already looked at your pictures and it looks so pretty. So I hope that it went okay. All right. What's poppin', ladies? Love you both so much and love the podcast. I've been listening since the very first episode and I haven't stopped since. I've written in before, but never about my mother-in-law. I do apologize in advance for the length and I hope that it makes sense. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for writing in. So a little backstory. My now husband and I just celebrated our 10-year dating anniversary and just got married a month ago. We started dating at 14/15 and we are now 24 and 25, so kind of similar to Liz and Zane. So I've known my husband's family for 10 years now. My relationship with his mom has always been rocky. That's a whole separate issue. But the latest drama was at our wedding just a few short weeks ago. So her and I are not very close whatsoever. I barely talk with her or see her, and she lives like 15 minutes away. My husband and I got engaged in December of 2019 and had been planning our wedding almost every day since. For over 2 years, she was never involved and never asked if she could help with anything. Mind you, we paid for everything ourselves, which is how we wanted it. Yes. So a few months before the wedding, I told her I had a hair and makeup artist coming, and she was more than welcome to get the services, to which she agreed. The morning of the wedding, I'm getting ready with my bridesmaids, and my mom came a little later. My mom called my sister to ask what hotel room we were in, so I let her up, no problem. About an hour later, we hear a knock on the door, and one of the girls answers, and it's his mom. She looks at me and goes, oh my God, I'm scared. Well, I had to ask the front desk what room you were in because you never told me or texted me back. Mind you, her tone was so rude, and all she had to do was call or text anyone in the bridal party. Sorry, I was getting my hair and makeup done and wasn't on my phone all day. So as my mom gets her hair and makeup done, our photographer shows up and wants to get some photos of me and the girls. Then a few photos of me getting makeup touch-ups. As I go to take the photos, she looks at my sister and goes, "Wow, I haven't even gotten hair or makeup, and here she is getting touch-ups? Like, this is ridiculous."
Oh, my fucking God.
How dare you get makeup touch-ups on your wedding day?
I'm sorry, she also came an hour later. Didn't she say that? Yeah. About an hour later, we hear a knock on the door. Yes. Yeah. So maybe if she showed up on time, she would have been a little more prepared. First of all. Second of all, who gives a shit? You know, they would do makeup touch-ups for the camera, for the photo. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were staging it
for the picture. Right, like getting her makeup done on her wedding day.
Right. Fucking wow.
Then we arrive to the venue. As I'm getting ready to put my dress on with my mom and my sister, she comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I know the makeup artist gave you a lipstick to keep. Where is it? I need lipstick." To which I replied, "Sorry, I left it at the hotel. It was in my bag behind me." Like, that was given to me to wear for my wedding day. The final straw for me was, we told all of our friends and family, please no phones at the ceremony. We made it very clear as this was important to us, and I've seen too many ceremonies where phones are in the way. Oh, that's so true. Like, you're trying to get pretty pictures and everyone's like this. Uh-huh. That's so true for the pictures. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Just let, like, the professional photographer and videographer do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
At the reception, total different thing. That's a party. That's loud. Dancing, right, music. Right. That's different. Romantic wedding. No, I agree.
I like
great
that
point.
Role. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, mm-hmm. Noted. I have a note on my phone about my wedding day.
No camera, no phones,
no
or
phones
cameras
during the ceremony.
Yep. There we go.
As my parents and his mom are at the ceremony waiting for the bridal party to arrive, she pulls her phone out to take photos. My mom and stepdad look at her and go, "You might want to put that away. They asked us to keep them away for the ceremony." Her response, "Who cares? What are they going to do? Kick me out?" Ladies.
Oh my God.
When I say this, wait, I'm actually laughing because as I looked at these pictures, I noticed a woman on her phone taking pictures. It's probably her. Ladies, when I say this woman recorded our entire ceremony from the front row. Not to mention her phone was out while I walked down the aisle. And at first, she was blocking my view of my husband. I've attached our professional photos where you can see her ruin some parts of that moment. Yes, I actually noticed that. That's so funny because wow. I never thought of that rule of no phones. But while I looked at her photos, I noticed the woman on her phone right away. So that's such a good point.
And you know what's crazy? This picture that I'm looking at right now with her on her phone is blocking her husband, who seems
is
to
the
be
reaction.
Crying or yeah. teary-eyed, seeing her walk down the aisle.
I don't know, we can make everybody put them in a basket before you sit down. Because some people will have that, I don't care.
What is she going to do, kick me out? Yes, bitch, leave.
Exactly.
That's so horrible. You're stunning. Just beautiful.
And at the reception, after a few drinks, she was inviting some of my friends and her family to her house for a random after party. One that my husband and I weren't even invited to. She asked my best friend, my brother, sisters, etc. And none of them went, of course, lol. And to end this wedding craziness, the next day, my husband's brother calls him to just check in and see what's going on and goes, "Hey, mom said she was a bridezilla all day. Was that true?" I couldn't believe it. I haven't spoken with her since the wedding and not sure when I will next. I'm not really asking for advice or anything. I just wanted to share my crazy mother-in-law story. But all comments are welcome. And I have to say how jealous I am of your guys' relationship. And Jerry, you're a mother-in-law to so many of us. We love you both so much. Enjoy the photos. And there's a couple of from the ceremony when she's right front and center. She sent a follow-up as well. She said, "I had to add this part. We just posted a few of the wedding photos on Facebook for our friends and family to see. I posted a photo of all of us, my big family, my husband's family as well. I made a nice post about family and whatnot. And my mom then takes the photo and makes it her photo cover, saying, "Family doesn't matter. If it's by step or by law, family is family." His mom, she just takes the photo and crops everyone out, including me. Don't get me started on her outfit. Just wanted to attach those as well. Enjoy. No. She just cropped it. Look. You see it?
Oh.
To, I guess, her both of her sons?
My.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. Yeah, because that's your husband and probably her other son.
And literally, you could see her wedding dress being crop. Oh.
Stop. Well, yeah, if you scroll to the next picture, you can see the full picture.
Oh, my God. That is fucking evil. What the fuck?
Yeah, look at her with her fucking ugly phone ruining the fucking picture. Ruined.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, thankfully, the next picture... But she's still in it, but at least she gets to see that man, her husband.
She's still sitting there on her damn phone.
Fucking obnoxious. Thank you for writing in. Alyssa now has, I mean, Alyssa and I, because I don't want your wedding pictures having people's phones in the way.
Yeah. You want everyone's genuine, like, smiles and laughs.
Enjoy the ceremony.
Yes. And I'll have a professional videographer.
Have fun later.
It'll be on video. It'll be fine.
Oh, my God. You guys are absolutely stunning. His reaction is priceless. I wish she kind of wasn't in the picture, but...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This one. You could just see it in his eyes, the way he's looking at you.
Can I say, too, like, I don't know if you found all of this drama out the next day, but if something happens at our wedding, can I not know until the next day?
Yes, of course.
Like, I don't want to know. Like, I want, like, somebody else to handle it.
You know, do you remember when the person wrote in about at their wedding, they went up to her and said, you know, we don't want to, like, freak you out, but the
stuff was stolen.
The cards were stolen. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to have known that until after for the same thing. Because, I mean, she did go on to say that she ended up having fun anyway. But why ruin that? It's a minimal amount of hours. She could have waited to hear about the next morning.
100%.
And yeah, I agree. So I'm so sorry.
You know what, too? Because I'll probably be drinking at my wedding. And like, if somebody tells me some shit, like, bitch will not hold back. Like, I will slap a hoe.
She's going to fucking throw down at her wedding. She's
exactly. Like, we don't need that. We don't need that. But listen, we're only going to invite a certain amount of people. So there should be no drama.
Let's hope.
Yes. And if there is, I will slap a hoe. I'm also, like, very aware of my surroundings. So, like, even I bet if people tried to hide something from me, I probably could read the room and tell that something's happening. So let's not make drama.
Let's not.
Because I'll be like, what'd she say? She said she don't care and she'll get kicked out? Oh, hell yeah, I will. Fucking drag her by her hair.
Get out of here. I mean, literally, I mean, you have... This is the one day that's about them.
How dare you?
Husband and wife, it's about them. I mean, I know they always say it's about the bride, but it really is about him too. But it's about the two of them and their love and their celebration and their commitment ceremony.
You were invited. Respect their boundaries and rules.
Exactly. Like, let them bask in the glory of a beautiful day.
They get their one day. And you couldn't put your fucking phone down so you could post a picture on Facebook. And look, you ended up using the professional one that you cropped anyway. Who wants your iPhone pictures at the ceremony when there's a photographer there? That's capturing beautiful pictures. See, but that's the thing. We would have to do a basket. Because if I make that rule and I'm hearing, like, listening to Zane's vows and I see somebody using their phone.
You're going to go ape shit on them.
I'll go ape shit or I won't be able to focus because I'll be so angry that you're not respecting what we wanted. Listen, but again, like, I won't have anybody there that would do that.
I'll be on phone patrol.
Okay, good.
I'll fucking kick somebody's ass.
Jerry's going to have the basket. We'll make a pretty basket.
Now.
Phones here, now. Please.
I'll have little name tags.
And then you're going to have the people that go, oh, it's okay. I won't use it. Let's put it in my pocket.
Sorry. Then you can't be part of our ceremony.
Oh, then get the fuck out.
Get out. You will see you at the reception hall. That's it.
Take all the videos you want at the party. Not at the ceremony.
Wow.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I would be so mad.
Me too.
Because you can't even, like, it's not something that you can just forget about because she's in the fucking photos. Like, how irritating is that? Unless somebody photoshops her phone out of her hand.
Or her, period.
Or just...
Sorry.
That's so disrespectful.
It is.
Who cares? What are they going to do? Kick me out? What do you mean, who cares? Respect them.
That's a whole different level of selfishness that I can never fucking understand.
It's not your wedding.
It's not your wedding. It's your child's wedding. Respect your child and his bride or groom, you know, whatever it is. And just respect the boundaries.
There will be beautiful professional pictures. Like, recorded the whole... She had recorded the whole ceremony. So just picture her front row with her phone up in her hand the whole time. Why? That's so bizarre. You should have slapped a hoe. No, I'm just kidding. I'm glad. It seems like you still had a great time. So I'm happy that you didn't let it ruin your night, because I probably would have had anxiety the whole night. Mm-hmm. So props to you.
Beautiful couple. Beautiful, I wish you a couple. Lifetime of love and happiness. Stunning.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe you could just get a Photoshop, get her phone. I'll behave myself. Just get her phone Photoshopped now.
I can't believe she cropped the picture like that. That's so funny.
That's ugly.
Beyond me. That's beyond me.
I mean, I could understand. Listen, I could understand if maybe there were no pictures of just her and her two sons. Maybe doing that, but just completely cutting everybody out and that being the only picture that she posted, that's just wow. She's literally making it about her and her two kids rather than her husband, I mean her son's wedding, you know?
Why'd she say don't even get me started on her outfit? Like, not to stick up for her, but it just looks like a plain black dress. Like, she's not wearing white, right?
Yeah.
She's just angry at her. She's like, fuck that black dress. She's
like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel.
Wait, are you not supposed to wear, is the mother-in-law not supposed to wear black, maybe? Is that a thing? I have no idea. All right, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening today. These episodes always baffle me.
And me. Yeah. And me. I mean,
you're a mother-in-law.
And I also, you know, there are times where I'm like, I can kind of get it because, you know, da 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 da. But all the ones today are like, are you fucking kidding me? You're a nut. You're nuts.
Nutso.
You're crazy.
Like, what's going on up there?
Obviously not much. Okay.
Rude. Everyone's just like rude. Like, these mother-in-laws, like, don't have a filter. Like, why are you saying this shit out loud? Like, can you keep it in your head?
Like, between the whole, like, what's she going to do? Kick me out. Or, and like, the other one, why is she here? Are you fucking kidding me?
Keep that
me?
Shit to yourself, dude. What's wrong with you?
Listen, that mother the grandmother that said that about the child, I would never, I mean, I know, listen, we already talked about this. There's no coming back from that.
No.
None.
Not at all.
None. So
I'd be like, yeah, now you get to never see her ever again. Bye.
Not even the one that looks like your
son.
Not
even that one.
Sorry.
You don't get to pick and choose.
Wow.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you have a mother-in-law email that you want to send in, please do. Obviously, these episodes are very on brand for us. AgahMilPodcast@gmail.com. AgahMilPodcast@gmail.com. You can also just go to our Instagram, hit the little contact button, and send an email right then and there. You don't have to remember anything that I just said. If you would like to subscribe to our podcast and become a part of the crew, it is $2.99 a month. You get our episodes early and you do not have to listen to any ads. So that is linked in the description. And also, please rate us 5 stars on Spotify. It takes less than a second. You just have to hit the little star and it really helps out our show. And we appreciate you and all of your support. We hope you have a beautiful weekend. We will talk to you on Monday and it'll be July. July favorites. Write that shit down.
Okay, love you. Bye.